Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in spite of Lum's protests, the warrant closing Squire Skimp's Hippodrome Theater has been issued and served by Town Marshal Uncle Henry Lunsford. Inasmuch as Lum is Justice of the Peace and will have to preside at Squire's trial, he's afraid that everyone will think that he's using his office to fight his competition in the theater business. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Abner is talking on the telephone.
Supreme Court. Let them handle it. They can more than likely take care of it in 5 or 10 minutes, the way they do things.
Yeah. Well, why don't you call them up and see if they'll take it on then, if you don't want to.
Well, they would, but I don't know their ring.
Oh, I don't believe I do neither. I never.
But I'd more than likely have to get Squire's permission first, and I don't want to talk to him no more than I have to.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you there. We ought to keep out of his way if we can't hurt Winnie. Winnie, there comes Cedric yonder.
Granny there. Reckon we knocked him out of a job when they closed up Squire's place, too.
Well, it's just good enough for him, Mom. He had no business ever quitting us in the first place and going to work for Squire Skimp. He had it coming to him.
Well, he just let Squire talk him into that.
Yeah.
Cedric means well. Makes mistakes like all the rest of us.
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's honest, all right. I'll say that for him. Just as honest as the day is long, Cedric.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know what I mean by that. How can anybody be as honest as the day is long?
I don't know. You was the one that said it.
Well, Dolly, that don't make sense, Long. Some days is longer than others, like in the summertime. And other days is shorter. Reckon what day I was going by there.
Well, don't argue with me about it.
Honest as a day is long. That's the silliest one thing I ever heard anybody say.
Wonderful world.
Even if I knowed what day I was making. Oh, hello, Cedric.
What, Mr. Abner? What, Mr. Long?
Don't
hello, Cedric.
Did you hear what happened to Mr. Squire's picture show?
Yeah, we know all about that, Cedric.
He got closed up. Boy, closed him clean up.
Well, what are you laughing about that for, Cedric? That means you're out of a job now, you know.
That's almost right, don't it?
Why, sure it does.
Well, I ain't going to ask Mr. Squire about that, but he's been acting so mad, I never got a chance to do it, hardly.
Well, you don't need to ask him about it. I'll tell you that, Cedric. You're out. That's all there to it. You ain't working for Squire no more.
Well, Mom, I don't believe I am neither.
Well, I know you. This picture show's closed up.
Say, Mr. Lum, did you do anything about that contract I brought over here for you to look at? The one I signed with Mr. Squire?
No, he ain't had time, Cedric.
No, to be honest, I ain't did nothing more about that, Cedric. Of
course, I don't reckon it makes no difference now, no way.
Well, I wish you had done something about it, because I'm afraid that doggone thing's going to get me in a batch of trouble.
Trouble?
Yes, Mom.
Why, how can it, Cedric? It just said that Squire was going to pay you $10 a week, and then he only paid you $2.50. But now that he's closed up, why, you ain't even going to get that no more, Cedric.
No, but right there's the trouble.
Huh?
You see, that contract said I was supposed to run his moving picture machine for 3 months.
Yeah.
And I signed it, too. Signed it with my own name.
Yeah, I know you did, but what of it, Cedric?
Well, now the place is closed up, and I can't get in there to run the machine.
Well, natural, wouldn't be no sense to run it no way, Cedric.
See, here's what I want to know. Can he lawsuit me?
Oh, for the land's sake. Why, he can't lawsuit you for that.
Of course he can, Cedric. Leastways, I don't think he can.
Huh?
Well, I bound you he can. He's a slickin' that Squire is at that lawsuiting stuff special. Papa says he is.
Yeah, he is. I'll admit that.
Wait a minute now. Granny Cedric might have a point there, Abner.
Might have a heart long.
Yeah, when you look at it that way, Cedric, you might be liable.
Hmm.
Ex post facto and nolo condendere, of course.
Don't
and also habeas corpus.
Wish I'd get anything if I could talk
about it. Is that pretty bad, Mr. Lone?
It don't sound good to me, Cedric.
Well, I'll tell you, Cedric, what you better do, just sort of lay low for a few days, and I'll keep an eye on legal developments. If it looks like there's going to be any malfeasance or assault in the battery, I'll litigate the litigation for you.
That's Long ordered on the governor of the state. That's what he... Yeah, what was that, Long? Come over that again. I don't believe I quite kept up with you there.
Well,
come up and shoot again.
It just means that they actually ain't a thing for Cedric to worry about.
Oh, sure. Ain't a thing in the world for you to worry about, Cedric. Not a thing in the world. You heard what Long said there. That stuff he was telling you just now, didn't you, Cedric?
Well, putting it down in little bitty words, it means that there ain't nothing to worry about.
Yeah, that's the thing. Ain't nothing in the world for you to worry about, Cedric. Not a single solitary thing
good.
In the world. No.
Good.
Just forget it. Oh, my goodness alive.
What's the matter?
Long, we better hide.
Hide?
Yeah, look out there. Squire Skim's coming in here. See him, Yonah?
Well, let him come.
Well, we better lock the front door. I don't want you to get hurt, Long. Uh-uh, me either.
Well, don't you worry about me. I'll take care of myself. Yep. I'll clinch with him if I have to. I'll fist fight.
Well, who's going to take care of me? I don't get... Where's that baseball bat? I had that thing around. Where's Cedric?
Well, I'm going back here in the feed room. I don't want him to start lawsuiting me right away. I know that.
Cedric, you come on back here and stand beside of me now. Wait a minute. I'll come back there with you. Stay there, Cedric.
Now, stay right where you're at, Abner.
Well, now, listen, Mom. You ought to hear all the things the Squire told Uncle Henry he's going to do to us. Uncle Henry said he just hated and despised us and laid this whole thing on to me and you.
That was just a lot of big talk, I hope. Well, more than likely he wants to talk to both of us anyway, so you just sit right here.
Well, Mom, I don't want to sit here. I'd rather go back in the feed room. I'll listen to what you and him's got to say.
Oh, you're not. You're going to sit right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, howdy, Squire. Come on in.
Don't you be hiding me, Lum Edwards. What's the meaning of all this fol-de-rol closing up my theater? Is that your idea of a joke, Lum?
Well, no, it weren't no joke, you see.
I never expected anything like this from you, Lum. As long as I've known you, and as good of friends as we've been, I never would accuse you of doing something like this. Using your office here to shut me down, that's what you're doing. Why, Lum, that's the way a card fights competition. Taking advantage of the justice
well,
of the people.
Well, now, wait a minute, Squire. You don't quite understand.
I understand it all too well. I can see right through your petty little scheme, Lum. And you can't close up my business with some little law that you made yourself just to fit your own purpose.
I can show you the ordinance any time you want to.
Oh, cut.
As far as the warrant's concerned, a citizen of Pine Ridge swore that out. It weren't my doing.
No, sir, and this citizen was the one that got Uncle Henry Lunsford to serve that warrant on you, too, Squire.
That's a fact, Squire.
Yes, it's a fine story, Lum, a fine story. You're not kidding me a bit. You're at the bottom of this. And you might just as well admit it. No law that you concocted yourself is going to run me out of business. I can tell you that right now.
Well, Squire, your case is set in my Justice of the Peace Court tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, that's what I hear.
There'll be plenty of time then to argue that's the case.
Sorry.
I'm sorrowful you think I'm trying to take advantage of you. To be honest, I wish somebody else was presiding over the case.
Well, I'm glad it's you, Lum. Because if Skimp Hippodrome is forced to close its doors, if you rule against me in that trial tomorrow, it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made in your life, Lum Edwards. Just remember, I warned you. Good day.